The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
The second pillar of Islam is Salat, establishing the five daily prayers. The Salat is the greatest of the means that Allah, the Exalted, has given mankind to ensure that they remain on the path of truth, the path which leads to His mercy and forgiveness and to every good thing in both the worlds. It is a lifeline which connects people to the living who never dies. And Allah's making it obligatory five times every day guarantees that that connection will not be severed. The Prophet likened Salat to a river in which someone bathes five times every day and asked those with him whether any dirt would remain on their body after that. The companions present answered that of course none would. Sheikh Al-Akhdari says movingly, "There is an immense light in the Salat that shines in the hearts of those who establish it and only comes to those who are humbly concentrated during it. So when you come to the Salah, free your heart of this world and everything in it and busy yourself with concentrating on the presence of your Lord to whom your Salat is addressed. You should know that the essence of the Salat is humble concentration and submission to Allah by standing, bowing and prostrating before Him, and esteem and exaltation of Him by takbir, magnification, tasbih, glorification, and dhikr, remembrance. So safeguard your Salah. It is the greatest of all the acts of worship. Do not allow shaitan to play with your heart and distract you from it so that your heart is devastated and you are deprived of the sweetness of the lights of Salah. You must always strive to be humbly concentrated in it, for it keeps you from indecency and wrongdoing according to the extent of your concentration in it. And ask Allah for help. He is the best of helpers."
Messenger of Mercy.